The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, I was with a friend at a magnificent overlook of some of our East Kentucky mountains. A park system sign stated that this deep gorge had been formed over millions of years as the river ran through these mountains. What an unscientific explanation for such an astounding piece of creation. But it's typical of what our children are being taught every day through the public school textbooks and the secular media. This plan is designed to separate us from our Creator and thus our accountability to Him. And yes, there are those who say they believe it because it deceptively helps the judgment to seem unlikely. And some of those are knowingly working to change our whole nation to a secular, in other words, without God, way of life. The thing they don't understand is that this is a scheme of Satan to keep us from discovering God's real plan for us and how He uniquely put us together to be able to fulfill that plan. The Bible reveals that God made us in His image, in one 24-hour day. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 describes what it means to be made in His image. It reveals that He made us spirit, soul, and body, so He could come to live inside us and express through us His life. His original plan for us was that we would allow Him to come to live inside our spirit, from which He would release His life into our soul, and thus express Himself through the actions of our body. This is how He intended us to look like Him, live like Him, and rule like Him in this present world, as well as in eternity. Our soul, being made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions, is a channel through which God can flow out of us to the world, so others can see what He's like. Here's how it works. God releases His thoughts into our mind. Those thoughts call for a decision about some proposed action. As we agree with God, His will is released through our will. That decision affects our emotions. Out of His thoughts, will, and feelings flowing through us come the actions of our body. This is how God lives His life through us, and that is our purpose, for God to get to live His life through us. To try to live any other way on this earth means we're going to miss our purpose, and that means two things. We're going to be miserable, and God is not going to get the glory from that life He entrusted to us. If we refuse His life, the only alternative we have is to live for pleasure, prestige, or possessions. And any or all of these are terribly poor substitutes for His life. But there is a better way. Acts 17:28 records it when the Apostle Paul said to a group of worldly philosophers, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." America's founders likewise understood that God created us for His purpose. This is why they earnestly wanted their children to learn to think with God from the Bible. As Sam Adams, the father of our American Revolution, stated, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their efforts to renovate the age by impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, of inculcating in the minds of youth the fear and love of the deity and universal philanthropy, and in subordination to these great principles, the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, without which they can never act a wise part in the government of societies, great or small. In short," he said, "of leading them in the study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system." Are you teaching your children the exalted virtues of the Christian system? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours to Plymouth, Massachusetts, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.